Hi and welcome to John Taylor's podcast, Keep Sharing. I am, as we move through the episodes now and starting to really get some good interest, a little bit of news to celebrate with my listeners is I got a little certificate from the host of my podcast to say that I've reached now 100 listeners. It's like, yes, people are actually starting to tune in and understand a little bit what it's about. So today's show, I've got Amanda Carter from Whitley Bay in the northeast of England, and she's currently sitting on the beach at the moment. I'm in my office and we're doing this podcast remotely and recording it for use. And Amanda is a yoga teacher, very spiritual in what she does. Welcome to the show, Amanda.
Good afternoon from the beach. Yay! I'm self-isolating in style.
Good stuff. Oh, yeah. So at this moment, we are, yeah, as everybody's aware, we're in the lockdown sort of situation. So you're out in the open, though. That's great.
Totally. It's amazing.
So where Amanda's actually sitting now on the beach in Whitley Bay, it's famous for St. Mary's Lighthouse. And about, I would say, just over a year ago now, I was invited by my partner to one of Amanda's sessions where we'd done yoga in the lighthouse. During a full moon where the lighthouse was actually submerged and we were out there for, it was about 4 or 5 hours. And I had never, ever done yoga before this point. And I was then subject to 4 hours of it by yourself. And I was blown away by just the experience and how I felt afterwards. And just now I don't practice it probably as much as I should, but my partner does it a lot. And I dip in and out of it and try to do it as much as I can. And I certainly feel the benefits, but yeah, that I saw it like maybe a year and a half ago doing that, and it was fantastic, you know. So
yeah, thank you. There was due to be another event this Sunday, but we had to cancel it, so
That's
a shame.
No, I just want to thank you for that day. It was fantastic.
You're welcome. It's always a really lovely experience. Love it.
Yeah. So what made you get into yoga, and what did you used to do before?
I'm actually a retired dentist. What got me into yoga was that I've always been into fitness. Fitness has just been always part of my life. And I've dipped in and out of yoga over the years. But as I was coming to a stage in my career where I was really stressed out, I turned to yoga for a bit of self-care, and then decided to delve deeper into a yoga teacher training course, which is a 2-year course. And over that 2 years, it doesn't just teach you how to teach yoga, it teaches you how to be a different person altogether. So that was just an amazing experience to go through that 2 years of teacher training. From there, which was, what are we going to say, maybe 4 years ago now, I moved up to the northeast probably 2.5 years ago and started developing my teaching style up here by the coast. It's just an amazing place to practice.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, brilliant. So what kind of, I have done yoga, well, it was the first time I ever done it with you.
Mm.
So I didn't really know what to expect, and I'm not very, I would say, flexible as a person, but the way that you come across with your yoga felt really resonated with the way that I do sort of like my meditation stuff and you know, being mentored by sort of like a Zen master and a Buddha. But
yep.
I found it, I really connected with the way that you do your type style yoga, and ever since then I've had different experiences of it, and I don't think I've found anybody to be so open, and the energy was completely different to what I've had now. So why do you think that might be, though? Why do you think yours might stand out a little bit, not just for me but for you people that you work with?
I think that although there are many different types of yoga, and within the style of yoga I teach, every teacher will be slightly different.
Yeah.
I was doing a session with my daughter on Zoom this morning, and she messaged me afterwards, and she said that she was completely blown away by the way that I teach. And she said it really feels like it's you when you're teaching. Mm-hmm. So when I teach, I try and give what I feel into the class.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So Dru Yoga, which is the style that I teach, is a very flowing, fluid style. And to me, it becomes a meditation in movement.
I like that.
As you know, if you've been in one of my classes,
yeah.
I do kind of talk quite a lot through it. and literally I'm talking about how I'm feeling and the experience I want to offer to people, and offering people a means of connecting with their body, breath and mind with what they're doing, so they get not just a bit of movement, they get an actual feeling from it. I want them to feel the joy.
I like that meditation and movement that you just said. Mm-hmm. There. And that's probably why I was connected a little bit more with what you do then, because I'm into meditation. So
mm-hmm, totally.
I wasn't just feeling like I was just going to be stretched to the ultimate, you know, point where I couldn't even walk the next day, even though I was a little bit stiff because
oh, dear.
But it was a really nice sort of like flow and release of energy that I had from that, you know.
That's great.
So
that's great, and that is exactly the point.
Mm-hmm. So what's the what does it look like for you at the moment? With obviously we've got this thing happening. I don't like to mention it too much and give it the power it needs. But
totally. Well, I feel like we're living in a state of fear where everybody is kind of following the directives of not wanting to be in the same space as anybody. So all of my classes have been cancelled due to either the students, some of them are living in fear, and the venues not wanting to be part of that, and also the Yoga Teacher Alliance and the insurance are all saying stay away, don't teach in person. So the classes have been cancelled. So like many personal trainers, yoga teachers and so on, and coaches and all kinds of coaches, really, we're all looking to do a bit more online stuff.
Yeah.
And I've done a couple of, not really classes, just offerings on the beach where I've brought some people down to a space, you know, social distance and all that. Nothing beats a bit of North Sea air to fill your lungs. And we've done a bit of free movement with the blue sky. It's amazing here at the minute.
Okay.
The sea, and just getting into the energy of the beach.
Yeah.
It's really powerful, and it's a beautiful thing to share. So it's quite nice in small groups to bring people down here.
No, that's really good. I'm just so doing stuff outside, and obviously they're advising us to be at least 3 meters apart, so that could potentially still work on the beach, and it is getting people out. You know, I'm an avid golfer, and there've been loads of instructions come out around, you know, still exercising. Yesterday I walked 4 miles. I was in a group of three people. We don't share equipment. This stuff's still really healthy, I think, you know, and then it will help people not relieve the fear a little bit. So
totally. Being outside is the most amazing thing. There's quite a lot of people on the beach today, really, relative to normal. But it's far from packed.
Yeah.
They're groups walking in safe distances.
So your plans then, what are you going to be doing?
I've started a little bit of online things. The other day I was coming down to the beach and my daughter phoned me. She's working in Bristol. And she said that she'd done a little bit of yoga before she'd started work. She's home working now.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, it'd be really nice, because what you do if you're working from home is quite often you just roll out of bed, pajamas on, coffee, computer on, with no actual gap. And that's not how it would work if you were going to work, right? You would actually get dressed, but then you'd have a break. You'd sort of get into the zone, take some time, you'd be outside, or you'd move your body at least, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So I've started with both of my daughters and a couple of friends so far, putting out a Zoom 8 o'clock in the morning and doing sort of 20 to 30 minutes of mindful movement stroke yoga as a means of filling the gap between rolling out of bed and getting ready to work, setting your mindset for a better day ahead. And also on the other side, we've been meeting up at 5:30 online to do the same again, just to de-stress the body, realign the spine and do a bit of spinal movement so that you can then get out of work mode and back into home mode instead of just closing your computer and switching off, you know.
Sounds perfect.
So we've all been enjoying that. It's been really lovely.
Yeah.
Silver lining and all that, to connect with my daughters on a twice daily basis. And they've both really enjoyed the experience of moving their body, a bit of yoga.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a real joy. I'd quite like to offer that to a slightly wider circle.
Well, yeah, well, what I'll do is I'll put your link on the bottom of this podcast. Mm-hmm. And then if you just want to share it, obviously, with your audience and ask people to do the same, then they can listen about what's all happening and hopefully do it as
That'd
well.
Be brilliant.
And get involved with it. Mm-hmm. But no, it's great that you can just get outside and be in the open and talk from that spot. And, you know, fear and love, I think, are the two driving things. And we've just got to be mindful of coming together and everything's got its opposite, and hopefully what's happening now will pass, you know, and we've just got to keep engaged with everybody and do what we can.
Totally. It's said, isn't it, that fear and love are polar opposites, and if you're full of fear, you can't fill yourself with love. Mm-hmm. So one of the moves that I've been doing in every class for the last several weeks is opening out the rib cage. So if you do a lovely side stretch and stretch out the ribs, it's like releasing birds from a cage. So just letting the birds fly, and that's like letting the fear escape from your body, just letting it go.
Yeah.
So then you can fill yourself with love. That sounds really sappy, doesn't it? But that's the way it is. That's how we go. So fear and love can't coexist. So let go of the fear and fill yourself with love, and don't let go of that.
No, I completely agree. And let's just keep doing that, and hopefully it will just start
to
fizzle out a little bit in terms of how everybody is feeling.
Yeah.
But no, I really appreciate you coming on. I know that I spoke to you a few months ago, so it's took that long now to try to get each other sort of like pinned down and get this done. But
I know.
I look forward to seeing what you're doing in the future, and hopefully me and Sylvia can get on another lighthouse session that we had, you know, a year ago, which is great.
When they reopen the lighthouse, I shall let you know.
Oh, brilliant.
Because they've closed it for everything. Everywhere's closing down this week. What a drag.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Amanda. Okay.
All right. You're welcome. It was lovely chatting to you, and I hope we catch up soon.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.